Welcome to a very special episode of the Above Average Sports Quiz thing. We're doing a special marathon edition today in honor of all four of us. You've got an extra guest. You'll find out in a minute. All of us doing the London Marathon in 3 months today, almost for the day. So, special one for everyone to listen to and for us to beg for money from everyone. So, joining me as usual, Tom.
Hello, I remember that
Well done. Will.
bit. Present and fitter than the last time I was on the pod.
Oi, are you sure?
Well, watch this space.
What's his face? And do you want to introduce the special guest, Will?
Yes, I do, GY. Joining us this evening, making his podcast debut, it is the teacher of geography, the runner of miles, the only man I've ever seen sing La Bamba at karaoke and absolutely nail it. It is the Aussie Anglophile himself. It's Macca. Welcome.
Thanks, guys. Thanks. I was actually talking about singing La Bamba for karaoke the other day, and someone said that they had heard someone sing Tequila
Oh, really? But
at karaoke.
they're singing La Bamba at karaoke, and then there's nailing it. Like, I was genuinely in awe. It was like putting the pint glass down and going, hang on a minute, we just need to pay attention because he's all over this. And
Is that tequila where you just sing tequila, or is that who were the ones that did tequila? Tequila, you make me happy.
Terrorvision, wasn't it?
Terrorvision, wasn't it?
Just
Terrorvision.
the one word, the one word.
Just the one
Safe.
word.
They're all classics.
Very good, very good. Welcome, Maka.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having
Great to
us,
have
guys.
you.
Yeah, welcome. First Aussie.
Oh, really? You
Really?
claim that title?
I think so.
Well,
On
it's all
Australia
here.
Day too.
I know.
Oh, amazing. It's like meant to be.
It is indeed.
Stars are aligning.
Absolutely.
So we'll just get on with it, I think. So,
Yeah, let's get on
what we're all about, innit?
exactly. So, because it's a special edition, there's no dedications, there's no feedback unless Macca does want to give any. As you said, you have listened to one or two, maybe.
Love the show, boys.
There
No.
you go. That's all we need.
That's all we wanted. That's all anyone needs to do, just that we love
Yeah, that's all the only
it.
feedback we ever
Roll the
want.
tape. Roll the tape. I just love
Yeah.
the
There's a feedback.
show, boys.
So yeah, we're just gonna go straight into running updates. So yeah, we're 3 months out. Was it 80? How many days is it? 80 something days now? It was 90 the other day I saw something, so yeah, I'm assuming it's 80 something at the moment.
I'm too focused, you. I'm not focused on the number of days, just the goal, the
Yeah.
end goal.
Indeed. Is it
Survival.
13? Is it 13 weeks? 13 weeks?
Something like
Because I'm on a
that,
week to week plan,
yeah.
and I don't want to be a week in front. Or a
All
week
week
behind.
behind. Yeah.
Rather be
You
a week
imagine
in
turning
front.
up a week late for the marathon, that'd be really
Yeah.
upsetting.
Who wants to start? Shall we go? Tom, let's start with you because you had some injuries just before Christmas.
Oh, I
How's
did, yeah. So
the recovery
we
going?
haven't caught anything in January. So last time I hadn't done any running. So I drank loads over Christmas and ate loads. So I was in quite a state. But got back to running slowly after a month off. And with regular visits as well to the physio just to make sure nothing any bad reactions I was having, anything like that. And then on the weekend just gone, I just did 10 kilometers. So that's as far as I've probably ever run.
Well done, mate.
And
Yeah.
my legs were very heavy, very heavy. And it was like having concrete blocks on them. But I've done it, and again, no ill effects or anything like that other than the heavy legs. So it's not looking bad. I don't. As some guys can check about how. What's the furthest distance you'll run, do you think, before the marathon?
In training, I reckon. Do you want kilometers or miles?
Well, the
Well,
advice I'd read was
either one.
you shouldn't run more than 20 miles.
So
You do your
yeah,
long run
you're
and.
looking at 20, 21 miles probably is enough. So 30, maybe like 33, 34, 35 k ish.
Because
Probably max.
aggressively, Tom, after 20, 21 miles when you're in London, there's cabs everywhere, or you can get.
The sun's gone down, hasn't it?
That's good. Gonna
get a torch.
There'll be Boris bikes.
So I don't intend, if I get to 20 miles, you know, fortnight before or 10 days before, I'm taking that. That's clock. That's in the bank. The adrenaline will do the rest.
Okay.
Or my hands and knees will do the rest, whatever it takes.
Is the last bit all downhill? I hope so.
So you'll be helping you over the line. You'll be all right.
Yeah.
There's people there. There's going to be thousands of people running with you. You'll be all right. They'll drag you along.
That's good. Yeah. Or then you've got like the changing of the guard. Right, you think your shift's finished? Can you take me down there? I'll do that.
Drag me along. Have you been running this week? Have you been since your 10K or been resting?
No. I was going to, but then just other stuff's gone on. So I haven't. But I'll go for a run this weekend. But I might keep it short, like just 5K, and then do more running next week. And go for a big one next weekend.
Are you following a plan?
Yeah, my own one. I kind of do some small runs and then do a big run or something, isn't it? I did look at the plan that you sent through, but like, I can't remember it all. It was do a couple of little runs, do a big run. Do a couple of little runs, do a big one. So that's...
I mean, the good news is that if you're up to 10K and there are 13 weeks to go, then as long as you gradually increase week on week, you'll be all right. But you do need to squeeze in the shorter runs in the middle of those.
Maybe follow some kind of plan, at least. It's not just any old race.
they're the ones you focus on speed. Is that right, Wood?
Speed?
The short ones.
Yeah. Move on.
Will, how's yours going?
Oh, well, it's not all about me, but I am prone to long preambles and so on. So I forget where we were at. And I think the toe issue had come up.
Yeah.
The toe issue that resulted in me getting a referral to a senior podiatrist that took 100 English pounds off me to tell me that my trainers were too tight. That was what caused me my... Which then cost me a further 100 English pounds. Which I spent in a very dodgy place called Cumbran, which is where these boys are from.
See, what you've been doing is all the money you're spending. So you spent, the podiatrist was around the corner from my house.
Yeah.
And then you spent the other 100 quid in my hometown. So there's a little link there.
Yeah. So, and then I am prone to schoolboy errors, as John pointed out to me when he found out what I then did, which is I bought on a Saturday evening a brand new pair of trainers. And because I was so keen to see if it had cracked my toning, my burning toe issue, I went out and ran 12 kilometers on them the next day. And that was the first time I'd worn them. So sure enough, I had blisters. I didn't even think to wear them around the house like the night before or during the day or anything like that. So yeah, I went out and did that. Somewhere in the midst of all this, because I think that might have been between Christmas and New Year, I did go out on Christmas Eve, and I set myself the goal of trying to break my park run PB, and I think I was 12 seconds off that. And then I went back out on Saturday and did the park run again, and I was 7 seconds off my PB. So I'm getting there. And then I went out on Sunday and ran... 10K. I went over the bridge, I ran to England, and I was running back, and between miles 5 and 6, the burning toe pain came back in my new
£100
shoes.
Shocking.
So I've spent the week on Amazon with a recommendation for buying moleskin, which Tom is not literally mole's skin. I'm hoping to wrap my feet up this weekend and get round as best I can with GY doing the half marathon on Sunday.
Have you ever tried buying shoes on eBay?
No, is there a joke coming here?
No. There are so many shoes on eBay of people who, a bit like you, have bought shoes that just don't quite fit, wear them a couple of times, and then flog them on eBay.
Oh,
and at half the price.
Well, no, I went and paid full price.
But it's a big time you gave back to the Welsh
economy
community. You've taken a lot from it.
I mean, I did run the length of the store, which was about 20 yards in them, and they felt all right.
on really cushioned carpet.
Okay. Yeah. So, no, I might take you up on that and have a look on eBay. But, I don't really know what I'm going to do on Sunday. I've actually brought my the tight Nike shoes that I had back from work. I've been planning on using them on lunchtime runs. I just haven't actually gone out on a lunchtime run yet. But I think I might wear those on Sunday, G, with the moleskin and just wrap it up and see how we go.
What kind of socks do you wear?
Oh, my senior podiatrist told me once I'd given him £100, I've got the best socks going.
Yeah.
So he even has those socks.
Which ones are they?
I don't know. there's the black ones or the white ones. I don't know. This Sunday in the half marathon is just going to be a marker to see how I get on, how far I can get, and how bad either the blisters or the toe pain is. And I suspect there'll probably be another £100 spent at some point in the next 10 days, 2 weeks,
unless I go on.
Which I'll remember to wear at least once before I go out and run on a long distance on.
So if anyone's listening, they want to get rid of some trainers for £100.
Yeah, what size
is
you?
More than keen.
What size you will?
Size 10.
There you go. If anyone's got any, they want to donate to the cause.
Yeah.
There you go. Sorted.
That's my plight. But we'll see how we go Sunday. Should be all right.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So, I'm running that with you. Chepstow Racecourse, 4 laps run Chepstow Racecourse.
Allegedly.
That's the target.
Yeah.
It's going to be on the grass, yeah?
No, it's on the inside
not
track.
Horses.
Yeah. We're not jumping.
Why not?
We're not doing a steeple chase over the
hurdles and fences in the way if you run on the grass.
Yeah.
How many laps is it?
So it's four laps.
Chepstow Racecourse.
Each one is like 3 point something miles, isn't it?
So. Yeah. So the track that the cars run around the inside of the course, we're running
rescue
that
track.
Yeah.
The rescue track. Yeah.
What? So there's a 10K going on there as well. Is it 5K as well?
Yeah, it's a 5K as well.
So I know a few people doing the 10K. Yeah. That'll be interesting.
Well, they're not coming around to mine for lunch as well, G.
This is the thing. So we've got like a group. There's like a load of them in Cardiff. So we've got like a running group. So shout out to Sogras, as they call themselves.
Well, they haven't sponsored us yet, G.
I know. Don't worry. I haven't posted on there yet, but I will do. Don't you worry. I'm giving them all a chance. They were like, they were planning like food somewhere after. And they were like, if you want to come along as well. I was like, well, you're doing the 10K, so you're going to finish about 11:15. I'm not finishing.
And then Will's running it.
I was like, I'm not finishing until about 12. And then I was like, I've got to wait for my mate Will, who's doing his first ever half marathon. And he's probably not going to finish till about 1. So I was like, I don't really want you waiting around for me.
If I'm still running at 1 o'clock, I'll be so proud of myself.
As long as you get around, it doesn't matter. You're fine.
What time does it start?
Half nine
start. Eight. you'll be all right. I reckon you'll be done by 1.
So
you're taking the family, Will? Family watching it?
No, I think they're gonna sort of dip in and dip out. I'm not sure it's a spectator sport.
No, stand around watching someone do laps.
Watching daddy shuffle around.
I have offered I will go get us a KFC if I
Mate, you'll have time. I mean, the nearest KFC is in Newport, about 25 minutes away. So, yeah, if you finish an hour before me, it will be still, yeah.
Nim off. I'll order ahead for pickup. Right. Come back with it. I'll meet you on the finish line with a bucket.
Yeah. I have a strong suspicion that a bit like when I ran the 1500 meters in the last year of school sports day, I was doing quite well after 3 laps, but it was the 3 3/4 lap. Well, 2 3/4 I'd gone round and I was still a lap to go. So I got lapped on the last lap. Overspent myself.
That's it. Just pace yourself as long as you get around. That's the main thing.
And I think that was probably up to this point the furthest I'd ever run before we started doing this stupid idea.
I know. Yeah. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. So like I said, it's a bit of a marker and let's see how we're getting on.
Yeah.
So I got injured as well in December. I just had some leg problems. I had a drop out of parkrun. Was it New Year's Day? So I did parkrun New Year's Eve. Hobbled around at the end of it because I was feeling a bit stiff. And then, yeah, I had to drop out after 1 kilometer of parkrun on New Year's Day because I just couldn't run. My leg just seized up. So I had 2 weeks off, went back to the gym, started doing strength training, started doing a bit of yoga, had a sports massage, signed up for a 3 month training thing with him as well. So he's given me, so I'm getting four sports massages, three strength and conditioning. I'm just selling him stuff now.
How
I've
many
also
pairs of trainers can you get for
I've
that?
got a nice pair, they fit me lovely, so
Ah, you're all
I'm
right,
all
you're
right.
right, yeah.
Yeah, you'll have to let me know what that feels like. Yeah.
And also he is doing me a weekly training plan because he's also a running coach, so I'm getting every week he's setting me a training plan for the week, working up to London, which is very good. And he also, yeah, I had a running MOT, so he took videos of me running, and then he's got this cool little app and it shows you all the different angles of like your body, so your arms and your posture and your legs and stuff. And he's like, oh, you need to improve this angle, or this is too shallow, this you need to stand like be more upright. Quite interesting. Yeah, he wrote me for like a little report of all different things to work on, and yeah, it's quite interesting actually. It's
I
good.
imagine you'd say the same thing about myself, like my head
Yeah.
is on my knees.
So yeah, so I've been
Fun.
running. So yeah, the running's all been fine. I did 14K the other week, which was quite a steady one, which was nice without any injury problems, which is good. And yeah, so the last few runs I've been doing, like the last week or two, they've all been like sort of 6-7K, and I've been working on like posture and all that sort of stuff to, as I've been going, to hopefully improve my running. I had a sports massage yesterday as well. What day is it today? Thursday. Yeah, yesterday. Absolutely most painful thing I've ever had in my life. When he started doing my quads and my adductors, it was at, like my thighs were absolutely burning from it. And yeah, he was almost laughing at me as I was wincing in
I'm
pain
crying.
as he was doing it, but I think he was quite enjoying it. So yeah, all going good, luckily. So yeah, I'm looking forward to Sunday and see where we are. I mean, Mac is going to put us all to shame now, so.
Oh, I was going to say, I just looked at Strava. Somebody had a free period first thing this morning by
Only taught one lesson today. It was very late, so I did a good 14K run today.
How
Nice.
fast was that?
That was at four and a half minute case.
4.5 minute case.
Think. So bear in mind, so Tom's obviously, that's what's that, 23 minute 5K, or 22.5 minute 5K?
22 and a half, I think.
That's
So
more
that's about seven
7 minute miles almost, isn't it?
seven and a half minute miles, I think.
At that
Yep.
point, I'm
So
about
I've
20
got
minutes
a
behind you.
Yeah, I've got a big week actually. I've got to run 78 Ks. I've got a 26K run tomorrow, and I'm not looking forward to it actually.
In all seriousness,
That's fine.
what is
Yeah.
your anticipated time for the marathon?
I will go for now. This is difficult, Will, because now it's on the record, isn't it?
No, I want to know what time I need you to tell you to set off for KFC in order for me to be ready at the
You can go from London up to Yorkshire and
Yeah, I
back.
might say, can you go to like the one in Southampton? Get the one in Southampton for you.
I'm going for 3 hours and 15 minutes.
Oh, okay. I'm not going to hold you to that. Yeah, wow.
I'd be quite happy if I went faster, actually.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it's
But
like sub 3 hour, you get put in the elite category pretty much, don't you?
well, I once heard a guy speak when who said, "You're only a jogger until you get under 3 hours."
I'm happy being a jogger. I'm happy being a
Oh,
jogger.
wow. And that hasn't sat well with me. So
You're trying to push it.
I've and before I came over, I set a personal goal that sub 3 hour London Marathon is something I wanted to get done. So this is a step in the right direction, I think.
Well, if you don't hit three sub 3 hours on this occasion, and I don't finish it, I'm happy to have another go next year, Maka. I'll be with you 100%.
Good, good, good.
Yeah. I am never doing this again. I'll do a park run after, but never.
I did one. I did this is my second marathon. So I did my first marathon in Melbourne in 2000 and must have been 11 or 12. And I remember running, I remember doing all the training and not training that well actually, but getting this leg injury just before the race. And I decided to run the race with the leg injury. And I haven't been able to run one since. So and that now I've been running for probably about 2 years pain free. So it's such a good feeling.
Good. You have to let me know what that feels like.
I'm really looking forward to
You'll
it.
You'll get there one day, Will. Don't worry.
So just on a positive note, I have lost the stone now, so that's going well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well done,
so we're heading in the right direction. Yeah. I just haven't
in the
lost
garden.
Yeah. So there you go. So
I hope you haven't come off your forearms.
No, definitely not. They're as toned as ever.
Just for the record, Will, what are you targeting time wise?
Well, until Maka said 3 hours 15, I thought I was aiming for 6 hours. So yeah. 6 hours.
Tom, what about you?
Well, that's what I've put on the application. So I better go for 6 hours.
Yeah,
if you do it under 3 hours,
reopening
you can go round again.
I don't know what time they start reopening things. We'll wait and see.
Yeah, because I'll run a lot faster once the traffic's right on my backside. I know that.
Once the road roller is behind you.
Yeah. Just hop on. So I mean,
I did 10K in sort of an hour and a half. That's a quarter. So
yeah, I'm on there you go. That's 6 hours.
But there was a lot of uphills that one.
Yeah,
and you got 13 weeks of solid training before you get
yeah,
on.
So you'll get faster.
And I'm not drinking that much either, just when the rugby's on. So
for the next six weeks.
Yeah. Oh, and when I go and see the socially distant sports bar gig.
Yeah, and
we
also
haven't drink then.
So he's only drinking 7 out of the 13 weeks, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Because rugby is a globally played sport, there's always rugby being played somewhere, so he's basically drinking all the time.
No, the Six Nations, specifically the Six Nations. But it'll be solid. I'll just be like that.
It's that one day.
As we know, at least one of us is going to finish, and we've got a half-decent chance of two, we should probably raise awareness of what we're doing this in aid of, shouldn't we, G?
Exactly.
So, you know, the reason for having this bonus marathon special podcast was to launch our Just Giving page in honor of Cardiomyopathy UK, which very sadly was the cause of Ellen's dad passing away 5 years ago. So it's a fantastic cause. I know that Tom and Maka have very fond memories of their time with Steve at various times. Gee, I don't think you sadly ever met him, but you know Ellen and the family. So anybody that can dig deep in support of our cause, as you've already heard, we're all going to great lengths. Tom and I mostly at weekends, GY and Maka a bit more regularly, but we are trying. We are hoping to raise the £8,000 target for cardiomyopathy. And GY, I'm sure you'll post the link in the bio or the blurb that goes with the with the podcast when it comes out.
Yep.
Please get behind all four of us. Certainly when I hit a wall a couple of weeks ago and was really struggling to get motivated when I was out and running in the cold, it really helped to read and see the support that we started getting in, this is us publicizing the Just Giving page and the calls. So please donate what you can, where you can, and Tom and I will run as far as we can And
quickly as we can. it looks slow, but that is as quick as we can go. So
and Macca and GY may actually finish.
Yeah.
We'll all finish. We'll be fine.
Yeah.
I'll be there waiting for you at the end as well.
Yeah, well, there better be a KFC.
I can't guarantee that.
Can we get sponsored by KFC?
Oh, that'd be good.
We've done enough publicity so far.
I know. That'd be good. Yeah. So, well, yeah.
Lost and Grounded could have a keg waiting for us at the end. I'd be more than appreciative.
Keg of beer and a bucket of KFC.
Get some onions, chuck it on it.
Yeah.
We'll be sorted. So, yeah. Yes. So, please, yeah, donate as much or as little as possible. It all helps. I mean, we've had donations from £3 up to £100 so far. So,
yeah.
Like I said, every little helps. You know, if £3 is all we need to get over the target.
I mean, Tom started strong with, like, his key donors were in early. His mum and his aunt were straight in. Yeah. So his big hitters were in.
Yeah. That's what you want.
I put it through to work as well, because they've got a thing where they'll match donations up to a certain amount. Yeah. So I'm waiting to hear back from that, but then you'll get people as hopefully sponsored as well on top of that.
I've done the same with my work as well, so they match up to 250. So I think I've got £580 from work so far.
Yeah,
which is good because of the matching, which is really good.
And my parents still think I'm in primary school because they were here the other night and they said, well, what we thought we'd do is we sponsor you like £1 a mile. I was like, not sponsored banks.
How about a pound a minute?
All donations welcome.
Yeah.
It's all good stuff. And
Yeah,
we'll be plastering the social medias, won't we, with this?
Yeah, I mean, it's February. Everyone's getting paid either like tomorrow or early next week. So we'll start harassing them, everyone then.
Yeah.
January's done. Yeah, we know January's tough. That's done now. We're February. So
yeah,
I'm forgiven. So
just when people thought they could start spending money on booze again, we'll get in, you know, off their flush.
Exactly.
I
was really surprised when I was looking back for the podcast to find out when we first mentioned this. I was really surprised to realize it was October 2021 when we said we would do this.
We said we would do it if Tom went to the dentist?
Yeah, I thought it was last year.
I never thought that was going to happen.
I thought it was early 2022.
I thought it was as well. And then I realized it was when the London Marathon was on in October 2021.
So that's why I come
back. And so we were talking about, because Joe had set the question as, if you ever ran the London Marathon fancy dress, what would you dress up as? And it was the same day and that's when Will decided to say the year after Tom goes to the dentist, I'll run the London Marathon.
And I also have no recollection of what I said I would dress up as.
I can't remember what you said, actually. I'll dig that one out, just in case we need to go down that route. So yeah,
I remember it was a ballerina.
That was in your dreams.
I think it was a rabbit attached to the fridge. Wasn't it?
Yeah, the freezer.
So we couldn't have the special marathon edition without having a token quiz for good measure, which is why Mac is particularly keen to be involved this evening. Pen and paper at the ready, but I have prepared a quick quiz for you. It's not a full marathon set of questions. I've gone for a half marathon of 13 questions for you. But like any good marathon training program, Tom, it takes planning and structure and commitment and some blood, sweat and tears. So I've structured the quiz this evening into intersections. We've got the warm-up question, the easy, lull you in easy. The pre-race ritual, which I'm sure you've all got. The early easy miles. Then the hard yards, the sprint finish, and the warm down. There are a various
warm
number.
Down.
Yeah.
Is there a warm down? I'm not running any
after a marathon.
After a marathon, I'm going straight to the pub.
So if you're sitting comfortably, I've got some questions for you to see how you go. And we start with three.
Are we not on a wheel?
Oh, do you want? Do you want a wheel?
Or do you want a wheel? You just want to sing La Bamba, no, don't you?
No, I probably regret I didn't. But
if you do a wheel, that'll decide whether we do the pre-race ritual first or the warm-ups. questions first.
Okay, let me get a wheel.
And Mac is such a regular listener. He's got absolutely no idea what we're talking about when we say the wheel.
Do the wheel.
So are we going for a wheel warm?
Warm up or free race?
Free race.
Ritual. Best bit, Mac, is he doesn't cut these bits out, so he likes the long, awkward silence. Leave him in.
It builds up the tension for the wheel.
Yeah.
I used to work for Channel 7 Publicity, and the advice that they used to give the commentators at the tennis before they went out at the Australian Open was, if you've got nothing good to say, don't say it.
Yeah.
And John McEnroe went out and he said, well, I've got nothing good to say. And as Roger Federer was playing, he said nothing.
Brilliant. So he just went and stood in a pro-Russian demonstration instead, did he?
Yeah, probably.
There you go, Tom. It's all ready for you. We've got pre-race and we've got warm-up.
Obviously, you've got a... I can't remember what I call it. What's the pre-thing? Caveat. Obviously, this is honor of all of our Aussie friends to celebrate Australia Day.
And I will just add that it wasn't in his introduction, but as a fellow lead singer of the Doorknobs, Macca may harmonise with you at any point. Join up.
Doorknobs. I'd forgotten about them. Right.
So did I.
Right. Are you ready, Tom?
Yeah.
Right, spinning the wheel in 3, 2, 1.
Waltzing wheel, Macca, won't you come and podcast with us? Sorry, now that's too cliched. He comes from a land down under, where mullets rule and moustaches linger. This wheel is especially for Macca. Here you go. Happy Thanks, Australia Tom. Day.
Happy Flickers birthday.
Makes you feel at home.
Yeah.
Very good.
Johnny Williamson right there.
Wow. I think that was one of my favourite wheel songs. And we got warm-ups, didn't we, Jake?
We got warm-up.
All right, okay. So we got 3 warm-up questions for you, okay, to lull you in, get you on the board early, so everyone's having a nice time. So are you sitting comfortably?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we shall begin.
Yeah.
Question 1. Who holds the record for the most individual wins of the female wheelchair London Marathon race? And Mac is looking blank, so I'll reassure you that there is help on the way during the warm-up, so don't panic. Then if you don't know the answer to question 1, that doesn't matter, because question 2 is, how many individual wins does said person have of the London Marathon female wheelchair race? And again, it's not multiple choice. Okay, and your final warm-up question to lull you in nicely, get you all limbered up and ready to go, is question 3. Where did the Sydney 2000 Olympics marathon start? Was it at the North Sydney Oval, the Sydney Cricket Ground, Bondi Beach, or the Sydney Opera House? I've thrown you a bone there, Macca. These boys will have no idea. You're looking blank. But it's one of those 4 options.
I was in Bristol. Thanks very much.
The North Sydney Oval.
I would have
the
preferred one about Athens.
The SCG, Bondi Beach, or the Opera House. Okay.
It's 42 kilometres away from Homebush.
So those were your warm-up questions. Now, every good marathon training program needs to involve some form of pre-race ritual, whether it's a superstition or a comfort break or whatever it might be, because as we've been sharing on WhatsApp recently, sometimes you can get caught short running. Just like Paula Radcliffe. So Paula Radcliffe had to relieve herself in the street whilst running the 2005 London Marathon, which she went on to win. But how many miles from home was she? How many miles from the finish, I should say, was she when she stopped to have a wee? Was she 16 miles, 12 miles, 7 miles, or 4 miles from the finish? Okay.
I was going to ask my questions. Are they places to go to the toilet? Because if I'm doing it for 6 hours, and they keep handing me water and all, yes, I'm probably going to need the toilet.
Yes, well, you should tweet.
They
tweet
should all have brought a loose along the way.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, well, I was doing extensive research for this, as you can tell, earlier today, and she said that she could see the Portaloos, but she didn't feel like she'd be able to climb over the barrier to get to them. So,
but I've got no problem weeing in the street. I just want to know what the etiquette is.
So, Tom, this is where you'll come into your own, because this section is called the Easy Early Miles.
Oh, my favourite.
Okay, so question five. Question five is... what is the nationality of the current Olympic marathon champion? I can't read his first name. Eliud Kipchoge. Kipchoge. What is the nationality? Is he Ugandan, Ethiopian, or Kenyan?
Is it Eliud? Eliud.
Eliud, yeah.
Eliud?
L-I-U-D.
Yeah. Eliud. That's it, yeah. Okay. Next question. This is about knowing your route of the London Marathon. Which is the only bridge that runners cross during the London Marathon course? Is it Westminster Bridge, London Bridge, Tower Bridge, or Lambeth Bridge? That was question six.
This is a good one to know, actually. Make sure I'm going over the white one.
This one's also helpful, Tom. What is... sorry. The Cutty Sark is a famous landmark on the route of the London Marathon. But between which 2 mile markers does the ship come on the route? Is it between miles 3 and 4, 6 and 7, 10 and 11, or 18 and 19? That was 3 and 4, 6 and 7, 10 and 11, or 18 and 19?
Seen that come up on the map. I'd look at hotels, but I've no idea.
Yeah, far from the start.
Yeah,
I can nip in early.
It's too expensive to stay around there.
So, Tom, that's the end of your easy early miles. Now you're getting into the hard yard section of your race, okay?
Oh, yeah, they were pretty tough for the easy ones.
They were pretty easy.
This is when you start to feel the toe burn. Here we go. So, question eight. What to the nearest minute and second? I will give it to the person who is the closest. What is Mo Farah's fastest London Marathon time? So whoever gets the closest out of the three of you will get the point. And you can be over and you can be under. What is Mo Farah's fastest London Marathon time to the nearest minute or second? That was question eight. Give you a moment to think about that one. Question nine. Which of these is the current holder of the men's marathon world record? Is it Kenisa Bukele? Kelvin Kiptum? Or Eliud Kipchoge? A, B, or C? Bukele, Kiptum, or Kipchoge, who is the current holder of the men's marathon world record? Maka, where in the world were you for the London Olympics in 2012?
I was in Melbourne.
Oh, that's a shame, because this is a question on the London Olympics and you were on the opposite side of the world. Whereas I was in Tom's house.
But I watched it.
I was in Tom's house the night before his wedding watching the opening ceremony.
Wow, that's correct.
Question 10. Which of these won the London 2012 Olympic men's marathon in a time of 2 hours, 8 minutes and 1 second? Was it Kipchoge or Kiprochich? That's K-I-P-R-O-T-I-C-H, Stephen Kiprochich. Was it Samuel Kaman Wansuru or Kenisa Bukele? That was who won the London Marathon. Who won the London 2012 Olympic Marathon? Question 11, and the last one, Tom, in your hard yards category. Rose Harvey was the highest placed British woman in the 2022 London Marathon. Where did she finish the race? Was she 10th, 20th, 30th or 40th? Rose Harvey was the highest placed British woman in the 2022 London Marathon. Where did she finish? 10th, 20th, 30th or 40th? I'll give you a clue. She beat all the Australians as well. Sorry, shouldn't say things like that on Australia Day, should I? All right, good news, Tom. You've got through your hard yards. You're coming into your sprint finish.
Oh, brilliant.
All right.
Oh. I've written cool down.
No, sprint finish. Your sprint finish. Where was the current men's marathon world record set? Was it A, Berlin, B, London, C, Chicago, or D, New York? Where was the current men's world record set? Berlin, London, Chicago, or New York? And then I've called this warm down. I've debated whether or not to do it, but I needed a tiebreaker and I'm going to ask it, because ultimately my mantra for the London Marathon has just been survival. So your question 13, your final question of the quiz: since the London Marathon started in 1981, how many participants have died?
Oh, that's on a happy note,
yeah.
But it's not multiple choice, because I might need it as a tiebreaker. So put down your answer. Since 1981, and I remind you that they do now have like 400,000 applications or whatever it is each year. How many participants have died? Sorry. Okay, and that completes our half marathon quiz of 13 questions.
Everybody happy? I think, yeah. I'll just look at my heart rate. It's not good.
No, that's because I've just told you that people have died, or at least implied that people have died during the marathon.
Okay. My heart rate is zero.
Let's go back to our warm-up questions. Question one wasn't multiple choice, but who holds the record for the most individual wins of the female wheelchair London Marathon race? The Welsh contingent will confirm it is
Dame Tanya Gray Thompson.
Yeah.
Is that what you wrote?
If it wasn't, I was never getting it.
I know, if it wasn't it, I don't know who else it would be, but pretty sure it was.
I kind of was hanging quite a lot on Mac and knowing the course of the Sydney Olympics course, because I thought that might be a way of clawing a point back. But the answer is Tanny Gray Thompson. Did you get that, Macca?
You said Kelly Savage?
No.
I didn't get it.
Okay. How many
She must have won less than her.
Question two. How many times has Tanny Gray Thompson won the London Marathon? Tom?
I went with 5.
Macca?
6.
G White?
I went 6.
The correct answer is 6. Macca's on the board.
Oh. I was going to go for 6. I thought that was quite a lot.
Okay. This will be an interesting one then. So where was the start of the Sydney 2000 Olympic Marathon course? Macca, what'd you go for?
North Sydney Oval.
GY, what'd you go for?
Opera House.
Tom, what'd you go for?
I went with C. Was that the beach?
Bondi Beach. The correct answer, Macca, is the North Sydney Oval. Very good.
Oh, look at that.
Sorry.
Home knowledge just, coming through.
It just makes more sense. There's a blue line across the Harbour Bridge, and that's the marathon.
Macca, I believe you've got 2. GY, you got 2, and Tom, you got 1?
Yeah.
That's correct, yeah.
All right, okay. We're on to our pre-race ritual. So, how many miles were left to go on the marathon in 2005 when Paula Radcliffe stopped for a wee in the street? GY, you put?
7 miles.
Macca, you put?
4.
Tom, you put?
7.
The correct answer is 4. Macca's off storming. The training's paying off.
I knew it was one of those. Just picked the wrong one.
I actually called in sick from class today just so I could my poor geography students.
A lot to be said for the power of Benjamin.
The work I left was colouring this map. Classic.
So question 5. What is the nationality of the current Olympic marathon champion? GY?
Kenyan.
Macca?
Kenyan.
Tom?
I mean, I went to all of them because I'm sure this comes through before and I couldn't remember. I've gone Ugandan.
Correct answer is Kenyan.
That makes sense.
So, I think we've had it before and I went for Ugandan and got stung away.
Did you?
Yeah, I think I got stung away before. So.
Okay, Tom, here's your chance to claw a point back here. Which is the only bridge that you cross on the London Marathon course? You went for?
Tower.
GY?
I went Tower.
Macca?
It's the Lambeth Bridge.
It's not. It's Tower Bridge, I'm hoping.
I like this confidence.
Why would you go across Tower Bridge? Wouldn't you want to see Tower Bridge?
Have you really put Lambeth?
Never mind.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, there you go. We know. If you end up on Lambeth Bridge, you're off the course. Maybe you're having a wee. You might find Tom in the same cubicle.
That might be my warm down.
Yeah. Go there to dark. Right. So that one and that one. Okay. So the Cutty Sark comes between which mile markers? Macca, what'd you go for?
3 to 4.
Tom?
10 to 11.
GY?
I'm pretty sure it's early on, so I went 3 and 4.
It is early on. I'm hoping I make it to this. It's 6 to 7.
Oh.
I want to see the Cutty Sark. So that was all wrong. All wrong.
I knew it was like earlier on in the marathon because I remember seeing everyone looking happy when they were doing the interviews when they were running around that bit. they're all still feeling okay at that point.
What do they look like when they run across the Lambeth Bridge?
Lost.
This marathon program, the structure of this race is sort of true to form here because Macca and GY have got through the easy early miles with a 2-point lead over Tom. And we're coming into the hard yards. So they both got 40.
The gap's
going to
grow.
Yeah. So the hard yards. Now, this was a question which was to the nearest second or minute. GY, what did you say was Mo Farah's fastest London marathon time?
2:08:21.
Macca, what did you say?
2:08:11.
Okay. And Tom, what did you put?
you might guess you had more knowledge about marathon times. I've gone for 2:29 on the dot.
So, GY, just to confirm, you said 2:08:21.
Yeah.
And Maki, you said 2:08:11.
Yeah.
Okay, I can tell you.
Is it bang in the middle of the two?
That's Maka, you are the closest because the time was actually 2:05:11. So you were 3 minutes.
Actually won't believe this, but I wrote 2:05:11 and then crossed it out to write 2:08.
Did you? Oh, you did too.
Unbelievable. I put 2:06:21 and then changed it to 2:08. So I would have been closer as well if I left it.
So that was another point to Maka. Here we go.
I looked it up the other day. What's Mo Farah doing at the moment? Is he still running, or is he?
I think he's still trying to do marathons, but he had a good go at like the last two or three, and I don't think there's a question about whether or not he's ever won it, is there? No. So no, and he didn't quite win it. So
wasn't he on like a celeb or something?
He's about our age, so you'll probably find him in about 3:15 or 6 hours. Somewhere around.
I'm like pretty pacing.
Standard,
yeah. He'd be in the same cubicle having a wee as well. So right, we're on to the second question in the hard yards, which was a question on. Number 9, who is the current holder of the men's marathon world record? Tom, you went for?
Kipchoge.
Maka?
Kipchoge.
GY?
Kipchoge.
That's a point each. Well done, well done, well done. The question 10, the London 2012 winner. Don't make me pronounce them all again, so I'll come to you. GY, who did you go for?
I went for Bekele.
Did you? Maka?
I went for Kaylee as well.
And Tom?
I went for Wansuru.
Did you really? So, annoyingly for my pronunciation purposes, the actual 2012 champion was Stephen Kiprotich. I think you're...
I crossed him out.
I think it...
Yeah, and I think you're all aware that...
Who was it, Will?
It was Stephen Kiprotich. I think you're all aware that Kipchoge is the 2016 and 2020/21 Olympic champion, and he's going for three in a row in Paris next year. Tom, your one was the Beijing champion. Bekele's never won it. Number 11, Rose Harvey was the highest placed British woman in the 2022 London Marathon. Where did she finish, Maka?
10th.
10th, GY?
I went 10th as well.
Tom?
I went 10th as well.
You are all correct, and she beat all the Aussies. I don't know if I mentioned
she ran a great race. There you go. Yeah.
Just like
an Australian in 11th.
That'll be happening between us lot.
And then your sprint finish question, gang. Where did Kipchoge set the current men's world record, Tom?
Berlin.
GY?
So Berlin was my thought when you said it without giving the answers, but then I plumped for Chicago.
Maka?
I went Berlin.
The correct answer is Berlin. GY, what have you done?
So I go.
I think it's all downhill, isn't it?
Berlin's normally the one of the really fast ones, but I wasn't sure if it was a bit of a trick question.
It is the really fast one. And then a tiebreaker answer in case we need it. So since the London Marathon started in 1981, how many participants have died, GY?
103. It's been 40 years, 41 years, mate.
Yeah. Maka?
I said 17.
17. And Tom?
I mean 7.
Okay. All right. This is going to be interesting. So, let me just tell you where we are in terms of the scores after the first 12 questions. So, after the first 12 questions, we had a total of Maka on 8. Very good. GY on 6. Tom with a bit of a resurgence. He's obviously found somewhere to have a wee and a KFC. He's up to five. So it's irrelevant, the tiebreaker, which is good news because, Macca, you went 17 and Tom went 7. And the actual answer is 12. So I didn't need it. So our
that's not London, many, is it?
No, it's not many at all. Let's not add to it, chaps. Just survive. The winner, because he's put the hard yards in, because he's done the training, because he's done 14K this morning while singing La Bamba to himself, is Macca on Australia Day for all the Anglophile Australian Day.
Well, thanks, boys.
Yeah, that's a bit. That's a bit.
Well done, Macca.
I hate it when the guests, they come along, they turn up, they don't bring any feedback, and then they win. I mean,
you gave us great feedback.
Great feedback. Great feedback.
And I wouldn't change the feedback either.
Neither would we.
Oh, congratulations.
Maybe new quizmaster. I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know what you mean. The ink's nearly dry on this quiz.
His pronunciation was brilliant.
Oh, it's a nightmare.
Stephen.
Absolute nightmare.
Steve. Yeah. We'll just call him Steve.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm glad you all enjoyed yourself.
I did. And I think, you know,
it's a good quiz.
Finishing places are probably about right.
Yeah. Although it implies, GY, that you're going to fade badly in the second half.
I'm going to come on strong.
Yeah. I mean, I am definitely going to be closer to Tom than I am. I reckon that I have him to Macca.
You reckon?
Well, if he's doing 3:15, I'm aiming for sub 5, so literally 4:59:59 will do me.
Yeah.
I'm happy with that because he's got a 4 at the front. And then if you're going for 6, I'm going to be an hour ahead of you, but I'm going to be like 2 hours behind him. So.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's any indication, the fact that you're looking forward to the KFC at the end the most doesn't sort of scream that you're an athlete by heart, does it?
No, you've got to look forward to, like, literally, because I've got the Monday and Tuesday off. I'm looking forward to that absolutely stuffing my face for 2 days straight after the marathon. I don't know what I'm eating on Sunday after the race, but it's probably going to involve some KFC at some point.
We've got to tag KFC in this.
Yeah.
Maybe we could run the London Marathon with the bucket hats that they wear in the cricket in Australia. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, definitely so.
Very good. Well played, chaps. Let's raise some money now, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it. So
and survive.
Yes. So let's finish it. Still alive, preferably. I mean, if we have to wheel you over, you know, on a bed, unconscious, you still finish it. Yeah. It's fine. But yes.
It's such a shame you've missed the cutty side.
I know. Only 6 miles in. He's gone already.
Oh, is the cutty side from Tower Bridge?
That's a great question.
Not as far as Lambeth.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
But I haven't actually looked at the course, so I can't actually remember where it is in the course. No,
I'll have a word with the organisers, see if they'll let you run across it just once.
They've been emailing us so much recently, I thought I'd better start paying attention to these emails that have been coming through, and one of them was the course.
I saw the one about the...
Have you got your names on the vests?
I haven't replied, but I just assumed I'd get my first name, so it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, she did ask us to confirm that, didn't she? Anyway, we've divulged and we've gone into admin territory.
Admin territory. Stop. Let's finish first and then we'll do admin later.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, that's it. Nice little special for everyone to do. I'm not going to do the socials for now.
Just the Just Giving.
So yeah, that'll be in the little episode blurb, and we'll be plastering it all over our personal socials and stuff anyway, for you to give us some money for a good cause. So,
Macca, on to Just Giving and type above average like I did and you'll find it.
Does that work?
Do you need to publicise your cake sale? Do you want people to turn up for your cake sale as well?
I'll do that in house, Will.
Okay,
no worries. I don't want people, we can't let the public on site anyway. So
we're just rocking up. Where are these cakes? Yeah. We're here to do cakes.
So it's best to just keep it in the school. Thanks, though, Will. Safeguarding alert.
Yeah.
Up in North Yorkshire, I mean, everyone sniffs out a cake. It's cakes and pigs. One of my big problems up here is that I've got to run through piggeries. And that is not pretty.
I can imagine, yeah.
I mean, I have to cross international borders to just go for a run here.
So. I'm asked to run around Newport.
Yeah.
Blokes with bits of wood.
Yeah.
Tom gets chased around. It helps. Yeah. So. Yeah. It's good motivation.
You definitely don't stop, that's for sure.
Yeah. right. Let's leave it there. So yes, thanks for listening, everyone, and yes, give us some money, please, for a good cause. We'll probably be might mention this again when we do another episode, so this isn't the last you've heard of us. So yeah, that's it for tonight. Tom, thanks for joining.
Not a problem, always a pleasure.
Will, thanks for joining.
That was an absolute pleasure. Thank you, chaps, and best of luck with the training.
Thank you, and Macca, thanks for guest appearance.
Thanks for having us. One foot in front of the other.
Exactly.
Indeed.
What a cliche. Yeah. Terrible. Yeah.
And to all of our Australian
I'll never be invited.
Yeah. All of our Australian guests, past and present, and all of our Australian listeners, happy Australia Day.
Indeed. Yeah, there you go. That's it. Thanks for listening, everyone. And we will be back same time at some point soon. Hopefully. So yeah, cheers everyone. We'll see you again soon.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Bye.